House Republicans blame Joe Biden for border crisis amid inspection with Donald Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on June 30, 2021. House Republicans blame President Joe Biden for the border crisis Wednesday amid inspecting the chaotic situation with former President Donald Trump. Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC, tweeted that border cartels treat children like property. This has to end. The Biden administration must show leadership. Cawthorn did not mention that the cartels also smuggle drugs into the United States, fueling the opioid crisis. Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, tweeted, "Thanks to the Biden policies, they're migrants, not stopped, but rather escorted, assisted, and ultimately released into our country without IDs." Johnson's tweet alluded to migrants who slip into the country to stay, taking jobs from Americans, while raising rent prices and crime. Representative Jim Banks, RN, tweeted that Biden purposefully undid successful Trump policies to create open borders. Biden notably canceled the Remain in Mexico policy, which allows migrants to apply for asylum in Mexico, reducing the risk of migrants being lost within the interior of the United States. Representative August Pfluger, RTX, tweeted sympathy for migrants and hashtag Biden border crisis, but did not indicate any sympathy for Americans who have suffered from reduced wages via the great inflow of cheap labor from Latin America, which also increases rents and crime. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, also tweeted about the abandoned children migrants and called it a humanitarian crisis that we must address. Like Pfluger, she did not mention the American workers who have been slapped with low wages due to cheap labor flooding into American cities. Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, tweeted a photo of him and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton visiting the hashtag Biden border crisis with Trump, but did not mention the havoc illegal immigration causes on America by decreasing wages and increasing crime and rents. Representative Doug Lamborn, RCO, tweeted about the House Democrats who are proposing legislation that would slash funding for its CBP and rescind funding that could be used for border wall construction. Trump built the wall to increase wages, reduce crime, and rent prices. Representative John Rose, RTN, tweeted, "Biden has failed America and all Americans by allowing the surge of illegal immigrants to cross the border." Rose's tweet suggests all Americans have been subject to an increase of drugs, rent prices, and crime, as wages have remained stagnated under the Biden administration. Stephen Miller, a former immigration specialist in the Trump White House, also tweeted he was heading to the border with Trump, who has fought harder to protect and defend our territorial sovereignty than anyone else. Each year, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce. But they are forced by their government to compete against a growing population of illegal migrants, 1 million new legal immigrants, and the resident workforce of roughly 2 million temporary guest workers. As Breitbart News has reported, for many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim.